Supporters of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat marched through the streets of the West Bank, marking the third anniversary of the latest violent uprising that claimed thousands of lives. Yesterday's demonstration occurred just as the Palestinians appeared set to appoint a new cabinet filled with Arafat loyalists. Previously, the United States vetoed a UN Security Council resolution demanding that Israel back off a threat to remove Arafat. As part of a continuing series of commentaries on the Middle East, Fawaz Jurjaz says American diplomats still oppose Israel's decision to exile Arafat.
As Secretary of State Colin Powell convincingly said, if Israel deports or kills Arafat, there would be rage throughout the Arab world, the Muslim world, and in many other parts of the world. The decision by Israel's Security Cabinet to deport Arafat at a time of its choosing will not achieve security for its citizens. Instead, it threatens to plunge Palestinians and Israelis into an all-out war. It would deepen the sense of victimization and powerlessness among Palestinians and radicalize and militarize their society further. Despite his dismal record domestically, Arafat embodies Palestinian identity and aspirations. Neutralizing him would thus play into the hands of Hamas and Jihad, supplying them with more recruits to launch more attacks against Israelis. Israel accuses Arafat of encouraging violence against its citizens and refusing to order Palestinian security forces to prevent attacks. It's true, Arafat flirted with limited violence, and he undermined the efforts of his former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas to unify all Palestinian security forces under a transparent command. But it's misleading to hold Arafat accountable for the suicide bombings committed by Hamas and Jihad. They act independently from and contrary to the interests of the Palestinian Authority, and their actions have brought about its ruin. It's equally misleading to reduce the current stalemate in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict to the role played by Arafat. There are structural constraints, such as the presence of more than 200,000 Jewish settlers on the West Bank and Gaza. Even if Arafat disappeared today, no Palestinian leader would sign a peace treaty with Israel without the dismantling of most settlements and the end of the military occupation. In this sense, the hardliners in the Likud cabinet represent as much an obstacle to peace as Arafat does. In fact, Israel's decision has already produced the opposite of the results it intended. Thousands of Palestinians have visited Arafat's shattered compound to express solidarity with their besieged leader. He has re-emerged as the most influential Palestinian actor. There is no military solution to this tragic conflict. Suicide bombings will not drive Israelis away, and no further repressive measures by the Likud government will force the Palestinians to accept its dictate. There's a more humane and rational alternative to this futile cycle of escalation and counter-escalation. A peace settlement that recognizes the legitimate interest of both sides by granting security to Israel and self-determination to Palestinians.
The comments of Fawaz Jurjaz, professor of Middle East Studies and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College.